All right. So today the theme is, are you perfect?
No.
No. No. Yeah. No. No. Yeah. I'm worried. Who say I am? I'm guessing most of you answered no to the questions. None of us would claim to be perfect. We all make mistakes. We all fall short. We all have regrets. But how comfortable are we actually talking about our imperfections? In our world today, admitting our faults and weaknesses can be difficult. We live in a culture that often expects perfection. Perfect jobs, perfect families, perfect appearances. And social media such as Facebook or Instagram shows us carefully filtered versions of other people's lives. It's easy to feel like we are the only ones struggling. In today's scriptures, we encounter two powerful passages about repentance and God's forgiveness. In Isaiah 55, we find a beautiful invitation from God. Come, all you who are thirsty, come to the waters, and you who have the money, come, buy and eat. The prophet Isaiah was speaking to the Israelites who were suffering in exile in Babylon. To these oppressed people, Isaiah proclaims God's promise of a Messiah who would be their covenant, grace, witness, and commander of nations. What's remarkable about this invitation is that it extends to everyone, to thirsty, the poor, and even the wicked. Isaiah tells us that when people return to God, He will freely pardon them. This was a shocking message for that time when an eye for an eye was the common understanding of justice. Do you know what that means? An eye for an eye? So that means if someone kills my people, I will kill your people. That's an eye for an eye. God was offering a path of forgiveness that went beyond anything they could imagine. In our second reading from Luke 13, Jesus addresses two tragic events: Pilate's massacre of some Galileans and a tower collapse in Siloam that killed 18 people. The people of that time believed that such tragedies happened because the victims were worse sinners than others. They thought these people died because they deserved God's punishment. But Jesus strongly challenges this thinking. He warns people not to judge those who died in these accidents and tells them that unless they repent, they too will perish. Jesus shifts the focus from judging others to examining our own hearts. Both passages point us toward the connected themes of repentance and forgiveness. Let me share a personal story. During my time as a candidate of minister, I led worship at a church and included a prayer of confession. Afterward, an elderly man approached me, upset. He said my prayer made him feel guilty and reminded him of childhood trauma when his Sunday school teacher forced him to confess sins for 5 minutes each week, every Sunday. Then he pointed around the church and said, "Look at these people. They are all good people who come to church faithfully. Why should they have to say sorry in every Sunday and every Sunday worship service?" I felt sad hearing this. Not because my prayer caused him discomfort, but because despite attending church his whole life, he had misunderstood what repentance truly means. The Greek word for repentance used in Luke, metanoeo, means more than just feeling sorry for our sins. It means actually recognizing our actions as sinful. But repentance isn't about making us feel shame or forcing us to list every wrong we have done. Repentance is acknowledging our imperfections. Each week, when we come to worship and pray our prayer of confession, we are not being asked to feel terrible about ourselves. We are simply acknowledging that we are not perfect, so we need God's love and forgiveness. When we can admit our own imperfections, something beautiful happens. We become able to acknowledge and understand the imperfections in others. We become less judgmental. This is exactly what Jesus addressed in Luke, repentance from judging others. Therefore, I believe the starting point of repentance is acknowledging our imperfections. The good news is that God promises forgiveness. Isaiah tells us that when we turn back to God, He will abundantly pardon. God's ways are higher than our ways, and His thoughts higher than our thoughts. His forgiveness extends beyond what we can imagine. When we acknowledge our imperfection, we are ready to open our hearts to receive the freedom found in God's forgiveness and mercy. Today, let us embrace the freedom that comes with acknowledging our imperfections. And let us rest in the beautiful truth that when we turn back to God, His forgiveness is certain. Amen. Let us pray. Dear God, help us to acknowledge our imperfections without shame. Thank you for your boundless forgiveness when we turn to you. Guide us to extend the same grace to others, seeing them through your eyes of mercy. Amen. Now we are going to sing.